How does this all connect to what we do as voice actors? Inside the audition script that you'll receive, you are talking to someone, not just a random character, but someone with whom you have a relationship. If it doesn't say you, make it up, as we've done. Make it up, establish it, choose it. Bold, strong relationship. And if the script provides a location, yeah, great. If it doesn't, choose bold, strong location. And using that information, a conflict will arise. If it says in the script, use it. If not, choose bold, strong conflict and say the words you're supposed to say the way that you would in that story. And now it's not you saying a bunch of words on a PDF into a microphone. It's you in a story. A story that's fun to play in, as we've experienced this evening, for yourself. Fun for yourself. What if this wasn't a civil conversation at a Starbucks between myself and my best friend? And in order to not let her leave, I'm gonna kidnap her 'cause I need her that badly in this super romantic murder mystery story. I Create, this is my point. Using improvisation and the way of your creativity and imagination, create a fun and exciting and engaging and interesting story, which contains a relationship, location, and conflict. Create a story in which you will have fun in. It's just you, no one else. You don't get into a group Zoom call when you record auditions. It's just you, and no one will know. Inside the privacy of your imagination, no one will know. Create a story. No matter what it is, bold, strong, engaging for you, and play as a character in that story. And have somebody win or you lose and get what you want. And if you think about it that way, whether it's a five-word single sentence line or a paragraph or a three-page slides, there's a story that you can get stuck in. That you will have fun in, that'll bring out this natural effervescent sense of this actor having fun while being entrenched authentically inside the story. All with yes and relationship, location, and conflict. I strongly urge everybody here to go to studionpc.com. Scroll down until you see this media player called the Swiss Cheese Analogy 2.0. It's a half-hour lecture that I gave, recorded for myself, this thing about filling in the holes of the holes of the Swiss cheese with relationship, location, and conflict to create a story, an interesting, engaging, and delicious hybrid cheese of a story that you'll present to your casting director. And if they like it, great. If not, then that's fine too. But as long as you, as the actor, can craft a wonderfully smelly, stinky piece of cheese in your storytelling and have the casting director take a bite, it's up to them to decide if they like it or not, right? But that's the idea. Yes, and propelled by yes, and everything you can think of and imagine is a yes, and. Don't go, ah, no, that's a bad idea. That's a terrible idea. No, don't do that. Say yes, accept it, and move forward in creating a story with a wonderful, intricate, and nuanced and bold relationship, location, and conflict. And just like life and just like improv, see where it goes, because we don't know where it might go, as we've seen this evening. Some stories will be amazing. A father and daughter on the ISS. Oh my gosh, right? This divorce story and boss and employee, all the stories we heard this evening. and see what that audience, let's see what that audition process feels like to you. I have a feeling that you'll have a lot more fun. And you having fun from a macro scale, you having fun in your booth, in your imagination, inside your creativity, is going to be that additional sparkle that won't be seen in other MP3s that are simply reading the words off of a PDF. That's acting, in my opinion.